there, welcome to A Wee Blether About, a podcast from the Academic Skills team at UWS. My name is Linda Richards and I'm one of the Academic Skills Advisors at the University. Today I'm joined by Carly. Hi Carly.
Hi Linda.
And John. Hi John.
Hi Linda.
So you might be wondering what Academic Skills Advisors do over the summer. So we thought today we'd tell you a little bit about our new website, which we were working on quite hard over that time, and what you can find on it. We're quite pleased with the new website, so we would want to tell you a little bit more about it. So we'll start off by telling you a little bit about how it's organised, and then maybe some of our sort of favourite parts of the website, and really encourage you to go and have a look. And just to say right at the start, you can access the website through the UWS student app. So if you go onto the Academic Skills tab, that will take you straight through there. Okay, so I'll maybe kick off with Carly. Carly, can you tell us a little bit about what's different about the way the website's been set up now and why we decided to sort of change the way that it looks and the way that people can navigate the website?
Yeah, so we wanted to just organise it a little bit different to make sure that it's easy to navigate and that you can navigate it in a way that suits you as well. So at the top, we have kind of the admin bits, booking appointments, links to our podcast, and a little bit about our team. But there's a few different ways that you can navigate the resources that are on our website. So you can navigate it by your level of study or by your the stage that you're at within your course. So if you're a new student, including first year and direct entry from college, you can click on that tile, and that will lead you to a bank of resources that might be helpful for you. You can also click on the continuing students tile or the postgraduate student. So depending on where in your studies, you can navigate it that way. You can also navigate just below that. We have six tiles that have key resources, and those tend to be the resources that get the most traffic. They're really popular and we get lots of questions about them. So we kind of have highlighted those six. Referencing, of course, is one of them, being critical, academic writing, and a few others. We also now have a drop-down list that just has A to Z resources. So if you're looking for something specific, you can navigate it there and hopefully find what you're looking for quite easily.
Yeah, so yeah, that was important, wasn't it, when we were looking at it, that sort of navigation of the website. And that's something that we quite deliberately did and decided that splitting up into that sort of, if you're a new student or whether you're a postgraduate student, that you've got a section that you can go to. But as Carly says, if you just are looking for something generally, also it's accessible that way. So John, maybe highlight to students what we've done differently or what we've refreshed on the website that they might be interested in having a look at.
Yeah, I think what we tried to do is to create some new content, especially with the videos that we've got on the site now. We realised that the old website, and it did quite a good job, but we kind of looked at some of the videos and we thought we can do better with these. I know a lot of them were recorded during kind of pandemic times, and yeah. They were us at home with a PowerPoint. And I think there's been a bit of a drive by the university in general to get definitely to get more students now back on campus and to kind of use the kind of promotional material that reflects life on campus, and we've tried to do that in our videos as well. So we asked the IT team to help us, and we've created some new videos that are, I think, really good quality, and you can see us basically at different they've been filmed at different campuses, and we think they've been edited really well as well, and they still give the essential messages, but they just I just think they look a lot more professional than what we had on there before.
Yeah, definitely. We did a bit of a tour of the campuses over the summer, didn't we?
Yeah.
And had lots of different locations, but I think that was really good, as you said, John, because it really sort of shows us on campus and it shows us in the different campuses when we're there as well. And yeah, I really like the videos. I think they're a lot shorter. The ones that we had before were kind of 20 minutes long, and who wants to listen to us for 20 minutes, you know, when actually you can do something that's quite effective in just sort of 5 or 6 minutes. So, yeah, I definitely think the videos are great. And people can look at them through the website, but you can also go on to our YouTube channel. So we've got youtube.com/@UWS Academic Skills Team, and you can see all our videos there as well. And definitely worth a look, because we tried to cover as many topics as possible, didn't we? I thought it might be interesting also just to give students a little idea of the sort of background to this, and, you know, was it as straightforward as it looked? So just from your own perspective, maybe, Carly, what did you feel about doing the videos and putting together the content? Was it easy? Was it tricky? What did you feel about it?
I think it was a way to practice what we preach in terms of being concise and things like that, which we always say to do within writing. But when we want to stick to just a few minutes for a video, I certainly was rewriting my scripts to chop them down a bit, make sure that it was the key information that any student would need to be good at, or to have an idea about, you know, whether it was academic writing presentations or any of the small bits that we recorded. So yeah, it was challenging in that way. And, you know, on a day-to-day basis, we aren't exactly in front of the camera besides maybe a Zoom camera. So, you know, that was a good exercise in kind of putting ourselves out there. So I enjoyed the process. It was good. I wouldn't want to do it maybe every summer, but it was essential for the time and for the resources we were creating. And it was good to also kind of connect with other people throughout the university who we don't work with again on a day-to-day basis as well. So that was really lovely. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, what about you, John? Did you enjoy doing it?
Yes, no. I found it quite challenging because we did some videos a couple of years ago, actually, on the for the Aspire module, and we had an autocue then to help us, so we actually wrote scripts out. But with these, we didn't have a script, so that made it quite challenging. But I also think it made it more authentic as a result, and I think it creates some quite natural content. We got a lot of help from the IT team in terms of the editing as well. So they do look quite much slicker now than the maybe the original edits that we had, or the original filming that we did. The IT team have chopped things up, I think, to make it look quite a kind of slick professional videos that we've got out there, the output. Yep.
Yeah, we've probably got a whole day's worth of outtakes that we could put together. Yeah, definitely that. And I think, definitely we want to say a couple of sort of big thank yous to people. So Martin Smith from IT helped us with the videos, and he was great because he was very open to any location that we wanted to go to, and he would tell us what would work and what wouldn't. And he was very much sort of saying, just be natural, just be yourselves, don't make it sound too scripted. And that was really helpful for us, I think, because I don't think any of us were entirely sure how to, you know, make it sort of slick. And then he did all the magic of putting it together, which was great. And also a big thank you to Carol Vaughan, who is our sort of information coordinator. I don't know if I've got her title wrong. Sorry, Carol. Who works really closely with Careers and with Academic Skills. And she did all the magic in terms of putting together the actual content on the website for us. So we obviously provided the content, but she was able to tell us what would work and what wouldn't, and kept us right. So that really made a difference as well. But yeah, we'd very much try to keep everything short and to the point. And I think, as Carla said, it was probably quite a good exercise for us in doing that. We're always telling students about how to present and, you know, how to get information across. And actually, it was quite good to have to try and do that.
I think
I would also say that some of us were more successful than others in sort of speaking to the camera. So I'm gonna put my hand up here and say I was not great at that at all. I kept having to look at my notes, whereas I felt like Carly and Mary just could just do it straight to camera. I would say John and I, if you think that's a fair comment, John, we were a bit sort of all looking at the notes and having to, cut so that could be sort of cut in, whereas Carly and Mary could just say it straight off. I was so impressed.
Everyone did a great job, and I feel like if anything, I was running on adrenaline, as if it was like presentation nerves, you know, you just kind of do it and suddenly it's over. So That's right. And operate differently sometimes too.
That's right. That's true. That's true. So hopefully that's just given you a little taste of, you know, what's on the website, and we'd really like you to go and have a look. So do go and have a look at the website and give us some feedback on it. Tell us what you think. You know, are those videos better? You know, is that information better? Is there anything on there that we've not covered that you think, why have they not got a video on that or a bit more information on that? That would be really helpful for us to know. So do go and have a look. And as always, we'd love your comments and your feedback. And as always with the podcast, if there's anything that you want us to be chatting about, then drop us a line at skills@uws.ac.uk. So good to see you, Carly. Thanks.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Yeah, and good to see you, John.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks.
Okay, we don't know when we'll next be recording videos. I dare say we'll be doing some more at some point, but as Carla says, we don't necessarily want to be doing them every time. But I suppose now that we've done it once, we kind of maybe feel a little bit more confident about what we're doing. So yeah, thanks for listening.